Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're strapping in for a journey to the real cutting edge of tech. We're talking about something called artificial imagination. You might hear it called AI 2.0 in the research papers. Now, if you think you've got a handle on what AI can do, well, get ready. Our sources are suggesting that what we're seeing now is the tip of the iceberg. We're apparently on the verge of something new where AI can actually, you know, work with our minds, generate new ideas together.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the material we looked at paints a picture of a really fundamental shift. I mean, today's AI is impressive, sure, no doubt about it. But it's still pretty passive, right? You ask, it answers. This next step, this AI 2.0, it promises a genuinely interactive partnership, a way to directly sort of boost our own human creativity, our imagination.
Okay, let's dig into that core idea then, artificial imagination. The research says these AI 2.0 systems, they'll generate scenarios, concepts, even scientific theories,
yeah,
kind of like current AI does. So what's the big leap? What makes this so different?
Well, the absolute game changer seems to be the direct interaction. Instead of, you know, typing prompts into a box, AI 2.0 envisions connecting straight to the human brain's cortex through something they're calling the exocortex.
Whoa, the exocortex.
Yeah. And it's not just the AI feeding us stuff. It's described as a real two-way street, a collaborative loop. That's way beyond how we interact with AI now, which is mostly one way.
The exocortex.
Oh.
That sounds like something straight out of science fiction. Are we talking about like getting implants, brain surgery?
Well, interestingly, the sources are pretty clear on this. AI 2.0 is aiming to avoid invasive stuff. You know, like those brain machine implants people were researching back around 2013. This is different.
Okay, so how does it work then?
Apparently, there's a data export from this exocortex. It feeds into a network of interconnected AI agents, and each agent is specialized, focused on specific tasks.
Oh.
And what's really fascinating is the mention of semantic memory, you know, our general knowledge about the world, facts, concepts.
Right.
The AI will supposedly draw on that vast understanding, guided by your, well, your verbal thoughts.
Verbal thoughts.
Yeah.
Directly talking to the AI in your head, essentially.
That's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. And the research even mentions converting emotions and stuff from our sleep into algorithms.
Exactly. It's a whole new level of like merging our inner world with technology.
Wow.
And it gets even more specific. Imagine like an app folder in the system where you could download and customize AI agents for different fields, medicine, astronomy, engineering,
ecology, biology,
you name it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really points to this idea of highly specialized AI help just seamlessly woven into how we think.
So if I'm getting this right, the exocortex is almost like a perfect digital copy or emulation of our brain's key layers, essentially the cerebral cortex. The research highlights its role in, well, everything. Attention, perception, memory, language, consciousness. Basically what makes us human, right?
Mm. That's the idea, precisely. A highly accurate emulation acting as like an extra cognitive layer. And by using these AI agents, agents that can run experiments, analyze huge amounts of data, synthesize it, the exocortex aims to seriously boost our own creativity and problem solving.
There's that quote here, too, from Professor Kevin Yeager at Brookhaven National Lab. He calls the exocortex another outer layer to the brain, integrating personalized AI to maximize human creativity using data from artificial imagination. That helps picture it.
It does. It's a useful visual.
But, okay, this blend, imagination and machine, it raises a huge question the research touches on. Could this lead to some kind of super consciousness?
Hmm.
Not, you know, Skynet becoming self-aware.
Right. Not AI sentience.
But our consciousness actually expanding because of this fusion.
That's a really critical distinction they make. It's not about AI waking up. It's framed as a potential expansion of our consciousness directly because of this deep link with artificial imagination.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? What happens when our creativity isn't just helped, but actively amplified by AI working right alongside our thoughts?
Yeah. It feels like these AI 2.0 tools, they mention things like GPT 4.5, Midjourney, Sora as maybe early steps in this direction.
Mm-hmm.
You're becoming more like co-creators, thinking with you, not just for you.
Exactly. They use that term prosthetic imagination.
I like that. Yeah. Prosthetic imagination. It really captures that idea of it being an extension, not just a tool.
It's a powerful way to put it, because these tools aren't just doing tasks anymore. The idea is they'll learn with us, contribute to the creative flow in a much more tangled way than current AI.
Okay, now this part about dreams, this really jumped out at me. They're talking about experiments combining EEG, you know, brainwave monitoring during sleep,
mm-hmm.
with generative AI.
Mm.
to interpret and maybe even interact with our dreams. What's going on there?
Well, the really intriguing part is the idea that artificial imagination could potentially simulate our subconscious processing. The research suggests the exocortex might synthesize emotions based on what our brain is doing unconsciously while we sleep.
Synthesize emotions?
Yeah, which could, I mean, potentially unlock completely new ways to understand ourselves and understand dreaming itself.
Wow, and they bring up lucid dreams too when you know you're dreaming, right?
Right, and can sometimes influence the dream.
The idea that understanding those scientifically could show how our conscious mind affects the subconscious. And then, yeah, this slightly more concerning question. Could machines ever try to influence our dreams?
That's a huge ethical point, isn't it? If artificial imagination could genuinely interact with our dream state, it would force us to completely rethink what cognition means, where the boundaries of our own minds actually are.
It opens up a massive new area with some complex questions, for sure.
Definitely.
The research does mention some early prototypes already happening, like Neuralink working on wristbands for exocortical storage.
Yeah, basically an external archive for thoughts, memories, stored outside the biological brain.
Their motto is pretty direct. The system not only remembers for you, but also imagines with you. That really sums up this AI 2.0 idea.
It really does.
And it's not just Neuralink. It says platforms like GPT 4.5 and Midjourney are also pushing towards this kind of collaborative co-creation.
And seeing these different approaches converge, neural interfaces, sophisticated AI models, it shows there's real momentum behind this. This isn't just theory. Actual development is happening.
Okay, so pulling it all together, it really sounds like AI is gearing up for another massive jump. The potential for AI 2.0 to be this, like, incredible partner for our own minds. Mm-hmm. It's genuinely exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And the research emphasizes this isn't just about better tech. It's about fundamentally changing how we might think, create, maybe even experience the world.
Exactly. It does feel like we're on the edge of a major evolutionary step. And, you know, like any big leap, electricity, the Industrial Revolution that naturally brings a mix of excitement and maybe some fear. But the fact that AI 2.0 isn't just supposed to generate things, but also respond, learn, sort of converse with our minds, this idea of co-evolution between us and machines, it really could redefine the limits of creation. And even what we mean by expanded consciousness.
So the bottom line seems to be artificial imagination, AI 2.0, it's not science fiction anymore. It's coming. And it could deeply reshape human creativity and consciousness through these direct brain computer links.
That seems to be the core message.
Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener. As these lines between our imagination and artificial imagination start to blur, what do you see as the most exciting possibilities? And maybe the most concerning ones. And what role should we as individuals play in trying to shape this incredibly powerful future? Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.